Wisconsin Bike Week kicks off today with events happening statewide, including in Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Eau Claire. The event aims to celebrate all things cycling, as well as building bike culture in Wisconsin and teaching bicycling safety. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, June 8th. So are you biking to work this week, or are you planning to use your bike more for daily errands and the like? We welcome your questions. We welcome your experiences. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Peter Gray, the chair of the Board of Directors for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. I did not bike to work today. Did this used to be called Bike to Work Week?
Yes, you're very perceptive. This has always been called Bike to Work Week, and we are renaming it Bike Week this week because it's really about much more than biking to work. It's about biking to work, biking to shop, biking to worship, biking for transportation, errands, and fun. And it's really not limited being centered around employment.
Yeah, good idea, because I do bike to some of those other, errands from time to time, or just for fun and trying to do more of it, but I rarely bike to work because of the, just because I'm lazy at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's dark out.
Right. Well, all of us, our ability to bike for transportation for all of us is, connected to where we live, where we work, the weather conditions, they depend on a lot of things. But, I find with practice and experience and with, making a plan and planning for clothing and having the right equipment, it's just a really enjoyable way to start the day.
Yeah. How did you get started doing this?
I grew up in New York City, I went to college in Boston, and after college I lived in New York City. And in New York, it's one of those cities where, many city downtowns, it was true in both New York and Boston, getting around by bicycle can actually be the easiest, cheapest, most convenient way to get around and to park. And I know that's true in many parts of downtown Madison and Milwaukee and La Crosse and Eau Claire as well. So that was really what got me started, for the convenience and just for the enjoyment. I mean, did you love biking when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. I did like to bike a lot when I was a kid, and I still like to do it now, except I'm a little more intimidated by the hills than when I was a kid.
Yeah. Definitely. There's been a little bit of a fixed gear craze. But where there are hills, gears are your friend.
Yeah. I'm going to, Peter, I'm going to have Caleb Lato, my producer, give you a call back, maybe even on a cell phone if you have one, because your landline is cracking, and that happens sometimes. We're going to just try to establish a little better telephone connection one way or another right now, and I will invite listeners to join us. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We're talking with Peter Gray. He is the chair of the Board of Directors for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. And we're talking with him because it is Wisconsin Bike Week starting today. And we wonder if you're someone who, like Peter, does a lot of biking. Do you bike to work? Do you bike to the store? Do you bike to church? Why do you enjoy biking so much? If you're new at it, what advice would you like? Would you like to perhaps bike to work more often, but aren't quite sure about what kind of equipment to have? Give us a call. Give us your questions and your experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are also going to talk about doing this safely. As we do hear from time to time, tragedies can happen. Two men were killed in Muskego, Wisconsin, on Saturday morning, and a motorist, a man, is facing homicide charges for that crash. We will talk about what we can do to promote bike safety as well. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Okay, Peter Gray is back with us, chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. And Peter, let me see how you sound now.
How do I sound now, George?
You sound better now. That's great. You sounded good before, but every other word was cracking out, so I wanted to be able to hear everything you were saying.
Oh. Well, people I'm talking to in real life say the same thing, so it might not have been the fault.
let's talk a little bit about the benefits of biking.
Oh, sure. Well, where to begin? You know, biking is a win-win-win-win-win, mm-hmm. right? You know, it benefits your health. It benefits the environment. It saves you gas money. You know, it saves you the convenience and hassle of having to park and the stress of having to be stuck in car traffic. And riding a bike actually reduces car traffic. At the kind of broader level, beyond us as individuals, when we design our cities and towns and places we live to be bikeable, for us to be able to get places by bike, both in terms of how we design the road and also just the density of living and having amenities close enough together to be bikeable and walkable, it benefits all of us. You know, the interesting thing, Joy, is that having some of us ride our bikes and having our communities designed to be bikeable, it doesn't just benefit those of us who are the ones riding our bike, it benefits all of us. Everything that makes cities more livable, more attractive cities, all the cities that have the most vibrant economies, that are attracting residents, that are booming, that are strong creative class cities, that are retaining and attracting young professionals. There's a correlation between all those. All the cities are also very bikeable cities, and it's not that's not because the cyclists are saving those cities. That's not what I mean to say. But what I mean to say is, all those characteristics that make cities bikeable also make cities attractive even for people who aren't riding their bikes. They create vibrant downtowns, pedestrian-friendly streets. They tend to be transit-friendly, and they just tend to be communities that have strong, vibrant downtown street culture, which people people want to live in a place that has that kind of identity and that has amenities and that they can enjoy doing things out in their city.
Sold. But as you talk about bikeable cities, I'm also considering that headline I read when we were reestablishing a telephone contact with you, that that two men, two bicyclists were killed in a crash on the weekend on Saturday morning in Muskego. I certainly don't have all the details of it, but a car crashed into two bicyclists and now they are gone. It's a tragedy.
It is. It's a real tragedy, and I only just learned about that a short time ago as well. It is a real tragedy. It was on Highway 36 in Muskego. Two men, one aged 45 and one aged 54, who were employees of Northwestern Mutual, which has a very active bicycle club that emphasizes bike safety, and they were hit. They were hit by a 20-year-old driver whom I have not seen identified. The driver is being held on murder charges, which is actually on homicide charges, which is fairly unusual in a motor vehicle versus bicycle fatality, and maybe indicative of of the circumstances under which it happened, but it's an incident that remains under investigation, and I'm sure we'll, of course, learn more as time passes. But it's a terrible tragedy, of course, when bicyclists are when something like this happens, and yet statistically, overall, when you compare bicycling to driving and other activities, bicycling remains a very safe and healthy activity.
And we will talk more about this safe and healthy activity, as well as how to do it as safely as possible. After we check the latest news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about Wisconsin Bike Week, which kicks off today. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We're talking about riding our bikes as it is Wisconsin Bike Week. It kicks off today with events happening all over the state. The Wisconsin Bike Week cities include Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Eau Claire. Are you doing anything special because it's Bike Week? Or are you a new biker? Are you a novice? Are you a pro? Let us know your questions and your experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Talking with Peter Gray, the chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. So what are some of the happenings during Wisconsin Bike Week, maybe today in particular, Peter?
Well, Joy, it's a really full calendar. Mm-hmm. There are events in Madison, in Milwaukee, in Eau Claire, and in La Crosse. Now, in all of those cities, we have today and all week, we have commuter stations, bicycle commuter stations, where they're going to be, where you can stop, get a free cup of coffee, maybe a bite to eat, and those are going to be positioned at several places around those communities. I live in Madison, and I know I'm going to be enjoying the there's a commuter station on the bike path on the Badger State Trail in Fitchburg. There's going to be one at Camp Randall. There's going to be one on the near east side at Ingersoll Street and East Wilson. And there's going to be one on the John Nolan bike path, and those are sponsored, by different places. Some of the coffee is provided by Colectivo, some by Cargo Coffee, and in general, a different business or bike shop is sponsoring each one. Like the one at Camp Randall is sponsored by Hotel Red, and then the Milwaukee commuter stations are at Dream Bikes on North MLK, at Juno Park, and on West Pierce Street at the Urban Ecology Center, or sponsored by the Urban Ecology Center, rather.
And if we don't already, we'll be sure to put up a post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page of all of the events and various commuter stations and things going on for Wisconsin Bike Week in Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Eau Claire. So check that out on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.
Yeah.
Do we know if bike commuting is growing, at leaps and bounds, or at least steadily over the years?
Well, it is, Joy. And, Joy, I should mention, too, there are so many Bike Week events. I really urge people to check the Wisconsin Bike Fed website as well. If you just go to wisconsinbikefed.org, there's an entire schedule of Bike Week events for all four of those communities. But as far as bike commuting goes, yes, evidence is that it is on the rise. The statistics that I've seen from Madison are that Madison has about a little over 5% mode share, which is sort of the transportation walk term for what mode of transportation are people using to get to work or for transportation. And the bicycle mode share is around 5%. In some of the cities in the country where people bike most, like Portland, Oregon, bicycle mode share is 10% or more. And then in communities that are less bicycle friendly, bicycle mode share can be 1% or less, or it can be almost nothing.
We have Elizabeth on Facebook who says she does bike to work every day. She says it's only 9 blocks, but it wakes me up and makes for a productive day. So thanks very much, Elizabeth, for sharing that. Mike in Madison is joining us on the phone. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Really enjoy your program. Took a drive up on Great River Road. Due to your advice, it was enjoyable. I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, you did the Great River Road drive. Okay, thanks.
Yes. So I took my wife up there this last weekend. But, however, on the bicyclist, noticed a lot of bikes out on the road this last weekend. And, my Lord, the way they fly through intersections and going above the speed limit was kind of disturbing. I really had to be on high alert. And it was a nice weekend, so I'm sure they were all excited to be out. And, you know, I've noticed a few times that bicyclists have blown tires, and then they just seem to throw their tubes out onto the side of the road. And in one regard, they're trying to be green and healthy, and the other time, they're kind of polluting it.
Yeah.
I was disturbed by that, but, yeah, I hope they enjoy their summer.
All right. Well, Mike seems, though, to, I guess, voice a complaint that we hear from time to time when we do shows on this, that bicyclists are not always obeying the rules of the road, and they'll blow through a red light, or they're actually speeding. What's your response to that, Peter?
Yeah, well, Joy, of course, it's disappointing when we don't see the best behavior from bicyclists. And, you know, we sometimes don't see the best behavior from people driving cars either. But the Wisconsin Bike Fed, one of our big focuses as an organization is to provide education and programming and messaging to improve that behavior. You know, the Bike Fed runs a program called Share and Be Aware that has bicycling ambassadors positioned all over the state, educating bicyclists about how to ride safely, how to share the road safely with motorists, and the importance of obeying traffic laws and rules. And you know, sure, it's, you know, it is disappointing when we see and it's you know, and the bicyclist is not riding safely if they're riding a bike through a stop sign in traffic. You know, at the same time, unfortunately, you know, we all tend to, you know, if 90% of people are behaving appropriately and then every here and there someone isn't, it's the one who isn't who we somehow see and remember.
Right.
But I mean, you know, and unfortunately, you know, it happens when people are riding bikes, and the Wisconsin Bike Fed is a big part of our programming, and our mission is to reduce that. But you know, it happens when people are driving cars too. I'm surprised about the comment about people on bicycles speeding, since it's difficult to get a speed of more than about 15 to 20 miles an hour on a bike. You know, interestingly, if you drive on the roads, it seems like driving cars above the speed limit in many places seems to be almost more the norm.
Yeah, and you don't hear people say, you know, if they see somebody go through a red light with a rolling stop in a car, you don't hear the complaint that all motorists do that.
Yeah, and listen, Joy, I do not want to imply that it's okay for people to break the laws when we're behind the wheel or when we're riding our bikes. And by the way, you know, people aren't bicyclists or motorists. People are people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us who ride bikes like I do also drive cars like most other people do. And so, you know, there's no, I don't want to suggest at all that it's okay for people to break the laws. And yet I think what you're saying, we see something in our culture where when we're driving, for example, it seems like there are certain laws that culturally people seem to feel like it's okay. Like we seem to know that we can drive a few miles above the speed limit and
and that's okay. Or we can come to a rolling stop and not a complete stop and drive through a stop sign, and that's okay. And people culturally, we seem to see that as acceptable, and maybe it shouldn't be. I think there are some things on bicycles too that maybe we need to make sure don't become culturally acceptable as well, yeah. like bicycling through stop signs.
Right. Let's continue on some safety advice with Victor in West Allis. Hello, Victor.
Good morning, Joyce. Always enjoy your programs. Joyce, my wife and I, before I got struck down with arthritis a couple of years ago with my knees, in February, my wife and I used to be four-season bikers, and we used to travel from 68th to Lincoln, to 119th, to Hampton, where I worked, and all four seasons. One of the biggest things, Joyce, I'm seeing is nobody has mirrors. I have personally witnessed where a person's going along on a busy street, and the car door opens up, and he swings out, and bang, he gets hit by a car. And this is one thing that we must instill, that a lot of people think a mirror is going to slow your speed up. It doesn't. And what we used to use for shopping, we had a couple of birdie wagons, and that's where we haul around. And we used to go from West Dallas to Burlington to Holy Hill to Pewaukee Lake to Racine, Wisconsin, Kenosha. And a lot of people thought we were poor because we didn't have a car for about 10 years.
Yeah, thanks very much, Victor. Victor used to do quite a bit of biking, it sounds like. That's quite the route. But he's concerned that people are not using mirrors, or bicyclists are not using mirrors as much.
Yeah, some people do. I have a few bikes, actually, and one of them has a mirror, and I find it really helpful. I think mirrors can definitely help, and whether people have mirrors or not, I mean, it's just incumbent on all of us to be alert, to look all ways. You know, one of the benefits of bicycling is that you can often, you know, you're outside, you can hear, and I definitely, I don't think it's a law in Wisconsin, but I really discourage wearing earbuds or listening to music while bicycling. But yeah, a mirror can help.
So let's say I bicycle here and there. If I decide I want to start bicycling to work, being a bike commuter, what would you say? What kind of advice do you have for safety, for dress, for accessories?
Sure. First of all, you want your bike as your piece of transportation equipment. You want to keep it well maintained. You want to keep air in the tires. You want to make sure that the brakes are working. And you just want to make sure that it's shifting and functioning right. You know, as far as what clothing and gear you wear, it's really up to you. You know, almost everything works on a bike. Maybe not high heels, but pretty much any sensible shoes. And of course, this is Madison. You know, I've seen people biking barefoot. I've seen people biking in flip-flops. But you know, you'd be surprised. It's like you need less special clothing and special gear than you might think.
I'm glad I don't have to buy high heels to go biking, because
Right.
You know, we have a couple of my producers bike to work regularly, and Bill Martins, for example, wears a fluorescent yellow jacket that blinds everybody, and we tease him a little bit about it. He's doing a good thing doing that.
Yes, that's a good point to bring up. Definitely, of course, bright visible colors are good, and reflectors and lights. I think reflectors and lights are an important piece of equipment. The law in Wisconsin is that if you're bicycling after dark, you need a white light, at least a white light in front, and at least a red reflector in back. But I really encourage and urge people, you know, to get red lights that are visible in back. And you know, you're asking if more people are commuting by bike, Joy. Maybe one of the signs that more people are commuting by bike is that we can get bike lights like this at a bike shop or a big box store, you know, for $3, you can get a white Blinky and a red Blinky in a little package together.
A Blinky, so, I love it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Blinky lights, isn't that a great thing to call them? But you know, it's inexpensive and you know they're available, and so definitely being visible is important.
We have so many calls on a variety of topics. Let me just go to the phones. Mike in Fond du Lac has been waiting. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Are you a biker?
I'm a biker. Mm-hmm. I've been retired for about 8 years, and I've been biking about 2,000 miles a year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, good for you, Mike.
Most of it on bike trails. I do use the rails to trails. So we have them here in Fond du Lac, as well as kind of commuter loops within the city. So I do quite a bit. I've also been doing it while geocaching, which I don't know if everybody has heard of. That's where you download these little hidden items, and a lot of them are along bike trails from a geocaching website, and it helps keep you at it when you're out there looking for something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the little treasure hunt thing, sort of.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, geocaching sounds like a great activity and a great one to do by bike. You know, that reminds me of I went through a phase where I was hooked on a GPS game called Ingress, which is a little bit like geocaching without the items, but it's a little bit of a digital scavenger hunt game that Google created, where people are on global teams and they're tagging sites and claiming territory between their teams. But you know, it's just, you know, Ingress and geocaching, you know, they're just a couple more ways that, you know, it can be fun and terrific to use a bike to be outside and get around.
David on Facebook says, yes, I bike to work. It warms me up in the winter, and it helps me de-stress on the way home. Plus, I have the best parking space. I love that. Yeah, and we only have a couple of minutes before news. We should talk a little bit about, it's not just a summertime activity, Peter. You also bike in the winter.
I do. I do bike year-round. And, you know, like David, I really have come to enjoy bicycling in Wisconsin in winter. You know, we all have, this is Wisconsin. Wisconsin, we have winter. We can't get around it. One of the things that I have found is that one of the ways to really make Wisconsin winter not just survivable but enjoyable is to develop an outdoor activity that keeps me outside and enjoying being outdoors even in the cold. And bicycling can absolutely accomplish that. And what Dave says is amazing. I find the same thing. I need to be careful not to dress too warmly, no matter how cold it is outside, because once I'm out on the bike for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm warm. And I arrive at work, you know, my bike commute is about a half an hour. And once I arrive at work in winter, boy, I'm hot.
Yeah, and
you do need to invest in a little bit of equipment. If you're bicycling in winter, it's really good to invest in a pair of studded bike tires.
Just like the snow tires for the car, I guess. We have news coming up in just a minute, so let me hold you there, and we will take many more calls on how to bike more in our daily lives. We are talking with Peter Gray, chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bike Federation, talking with him because it is Wisconsin Bike Week. It kicks off today with various events happening today and all week in Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Eau Claire. The event aims to build bike culture in Wisconsin and to celebrate all things cycling, as well as teach bicycle safety. So do you bike to work or do you bike to the store? Are you trying to find more ways to fit biking into your daily activities? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking about riding our bikes during Wisconsin Bike Week, which kicks off today, talking with Peter Gray, the chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. As I mentioned earlier, I did consider biking to work today to prepare for this hour. And I want to thank my supportive retired husband, who bikes way more than I do, who offered to bike with me to make sure that I was okay on my first ever bike to work. But since it was dark out and I was lazy and my hamstrings hurt, I said another time. And I will do it another time. I enjoy biking. I just haven't really got into biking to work. What about you? Do you bike to work? Do you like to bike to complete errands? Do you bike for fun? Do you bike for fitness? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, let's go to Ken in Delta next. Hello, Ken.
Hi there. I enjoy your program. I called last year, and we'd love to share the road to bicycles, but we need to share the expense. Let's hang a $30 license plate on the back of them bikes, and people will respect them a little bit more.
Well, why do bikes have to share the expense with motorists to pay for roads, Ken?
Well, if you use the road, if you have the rights to the road, you should have to pay for the road, just like like vehicles do. Let's register them, put a $30 license plate on them, and help pay for the roads. If they're going to use them, you need to pay for them, right?
Yeah, well, what's your response to that, Peter?
Oh, sure. Well, thanks. It's a great comment, Ken. Well, first of all, those of us who bike do pay for the roads because, we bike and we also drive. So, I bike 3,000 miles a year. I drive 6,000 to 8,000 miles a year. So I'm definitely paying for the roads through gas taxes just like everybody else and through, roads are subsidized. Drivers don't. When we drive, we're not paying fully for the roads either. Roads are subsidized through state and federal funds and from real estate taxes and a whole range of taxes. Having said all that, though, at the Wisconsin Bike Fed, we are certainly open to having some kind of a payment vehicle where bicyclists and people riding bikes will contribute a portion financially. But our view is that if we're going to have something like that, it ought to go toward funding bicycle infrastructure and not just into general transportation. I mean, the fact is that the wear and tear that a bicycle puts on the road is really non-existent compared to the wear and tear that that driving a motor vehicle puts on the road. So it seems reasonable that if bicyclists are going to pay to register bikes or have a bike tax when they purchase a bike, which was proposed for this year's budget, but was defeated, that funding should go into helping fund bike lanes, bike paths, and other improvements that make it easier for people on bikes and people on cars to share the road.
And Jane, a caller who couldn't stay on, was wondering about the cost of a state trail pass. If I'm not mistaken, annually it's $20 per person, because I bought one. But I is that right, Peter?
That's right. A state trail pass is $20. So that's another way in which people riding bikes and using state trails on bikes help pay their way. Good point.
Yeah, and you do need a trail pass for the state trails. You don't need a bike pass to bike on whatever city streets or country roads.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go next to Chris in Madison. Hello, Chris.
Hi. I just wanted to share a story. My husband and I, last summer, we are from Madison, and we bike commute daily, but we took a trip out to New England from Madison, and I wanted to compliment the Department of Natural Resources and other entities that have put together this phenomenal bike trail system for us. I encourage people to get out there. It's safe. It's beautiful. They get to see wildlife. And it's amazing what has been done in our state. It's the best between here and the Atlantic Ocean. And my question actually has to do with, so we're in Madison, we have these awesome bike trails. How do people in other places that aren't Madison, and it kind of gets to what you were just talking about, what can we do as citizens to help our local communities be able to put in more bike lanes or bike paths? Is there funding that we can help direct those city people to apply for, so that they can say, oh yeah, we can afford to put in a bike path or a bike lane to help encourage biking in other places besides Madison, where we already have the phenomenal network?
Peter?
Great question. Well, I'd say two things. One, it's about local advocacy, and two, complete streets and other programs in the state budget. As far as local advocacy goes, it all really begins at a local city, town, and county level. It all begins with having passionate, committed people advocating for bicycling infrastructure, for that bike lane stripe going down, for a new path being built. And these projects, they sound expensive, but two things about that. One, bicycle and pedestrian friendly infrastructure is a rounding error compared to the cost of our roadways for motor vehicles. And two, roads need to get redone and rebuilt generally, something like every 8 to 15 years. So a lot of it is timing. When a road where it would be valuable to have better bicycle amenities is due to be rebuilt, that's a really opportunistic time for bicycling advocates to engage with the community and to really get people aware of the importance of the road getting redesigned and rebuilt in a way that's more friendly for all road users, and not just for us when we're driving cars. So that's the local advocacy portion of it. As far as some laws and some funds that really help all of our communities get more, more bike lanes and bike paths and streets that are easier to share the road. We've got a law called Complete Streets that's a really valuable law. The guidance for it came from the federal level, and the concept of Wisconsin's Complete Streets law is simply that whenever a new road is built or a road is maintained and rebuilt using state or federal funds, it's required that those doing that design and planning consider all road users and add amenities for people riding bikes, for people taking transit, and for people walking, if it is appropriate to the site of that road and if it's feasible. That's Wisconsin's Complete Streets law. That law was actually repealed in this year's state budget, and the restoration of that law is one of the key advocacy objectives of the Wisconsin Bike Fed. So again, this is another area where the Wisconsin Bike Fed is the statewide voice advocating for better roads that are just easier for all of us to bike on and for all of us biking and driving to share safely.
And I am sure that the Wisconsin Bike Fed executive director, Dave Cheslevich, will talk more about policies that would benefit and encourage bicycling in Wisconsin when he is on Central Time this afternoon after 4 o'clock, joining our colleagues on Central Time to talk about why he thinks Wisconsin has slipped in the rankings for bicycle-friendly states. And, what he thinks ought to be done about that. That's coming up after 4 today on Central Time. We are talking with another guest from the Wisconsin Bike Fed, Peter Gray, who is chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bike Fed, about Wisconsin Bike Week, which kicks off today and obviously goes all week long. More information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, different events and festivities going on, aiming to build bike culture and teach bicycle safety. We have a number of other comments that I wanted to get to before we end. Marianne on Facebook says, "I love to bike. Being retired, I get to ride just for fun or to run errands. Here in Oshkosh, we have some bike riding police officers too. They seem to be smiling all the time." That's nice. So I would think that being on a bike is good for your mood too, Peter.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a great comment from Oshkosh about the bike riding police officers. Police officers circulating a community by bike, it really fits right in with the whole community policing orientation of having people be, having police officers be visible, out and engaging with citizens on the streets. But I find it great for my mood, Joy. I bike to work whenever I can, and then I'll bike for fun on top of that. And I just I just love getting to experience the outdoors. You know, we talk about all the great benefits of bicycling, and it's all true about your health and about the, you know, the sustainability and about our pocketbooks. But in fact, for me, it's just so darn fun. You know, it's that same experience of that same feeling of flying that I remember from when I was a little kid. And, you know, our seasons pass so quickly. Here we are in Wisconsin. It feels like we barely just got out from under winter, and it's already almost midsummer. So, you know, now is the time of year when we've got those all that sunlight in the mornings, all that sunlight in the late evenings. It just feels good to get out and to know that we're enjoying it.
Yeah. We have just a minute to go. You know, we talked a lot about bicycle safety and that bicyclists should follow the rules of the road. Do you have a message for people who are driving with bicyclists to encourage that safety as well?
Yeah, I mean, my message is we're all people. We all just need to be respectful of each other. You know, the person riding a bicycle, just like the person behind the wheel of a car, they're a person. You know, I just saw a post from a Facebook friend of mine, Cassandra Habel, who is, by the way, leading the women's social bike ride in Madison at 6 p.m. this evening. That's at Brittingham Park, and it's sponsored by Meritor. And she had a Facebook comment about how someone was driving a car past her and rolled down the window and yelled something rude. And, you know, it's just, I mean, come on, people.
Yeah.
let's share the roads politely. We're all people, and we all have a right to the road. You know, let's just be respectful of each other.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Peter Gray, chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Bike Federation. And again, more information on Wisconsin Bike Week is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network.